January of 1988, I met a man who didn't exist.
Nope.
Norway Hansford is the name I gave that man who didn't exist, and we became friends. He may be up to something. Then through Norway, the man who didn't exist, I met other equally non-existent folks, and I'll tell you, I found myself right on the very edge of something fantastic. More than once, because of Norway and his friends, I found myself right at the very edge of history while it was happening. That is fictionally. Fictionally, I found myself right at the edge of history while it was happening. I found myself at the edge of history in a story, I mean to say. In a story because I was in a story. Because at the time, I happened to be fiction.
Helping me wake up from my bad hippie dream.
Which brings me to the matter of my relationship with you. You and I are not inhabiting the same dimensional space. The space you occupy is different from the one that I occupy. I don't know how to explain it better than to say that I live in a fictional dimension, and you perceive yourself as not living in a fictional dimension.
Inconceivable!
What you and I have in common is the datasphere. Fiction or not, we all live part of our lives in the datasphere. We all connect through the datasphere. You and I connect. We are connecting right this moment through the datasphere. Now, never directly so far, and certainly not in real time, but there's that connection from my dimension to yours through the datasphere. Now, you can look through the datasphere right now and find people just like me. You can see people across the datasphere who you will never see in person. 99.99% of the celebrities, sports heroes, politicians who you see through the datasphere, you will never see those people in person. Just like me. Because I'm fictional. And my friends, I ask you to accept my fictionality as a handicap, if you will. It's merely a strike against me as we negotiate for your time and attention. And I want to point out, I didn't ask to be born fictional. And I think I'm doing a damn good job with what I've been given.
Deja vu is usually a glitch in the matrix. It happens when they change something.
Which, by the way, leads me into my second problem. I'm asking you to disregard the fact that I don't exist in your reality because I need your help. You see, we've sort of lost track of Norway Hansford. And we think he may be up to something.
Mr. Pop.
He may be up to something.